Thank you very much, Robert. We certainly do have a gap there, with particularly with states that have no obligations under the treaty, or states that completed Article 5 obligation of the treaty, sometimes stop participating a bit in the work. So thank you very much. Earlier we heard Mr. Axworthy talk about the challenge of universalization of the convention. We heard a similar sentiment from the convention's special envoy earlier this week. And we know there are only a handful of states leading universalization efforts these days. Now, we know we can also count on other partners, and this includes the ICRC, who, let's say, broke protocol in a way to call for a ban, total ban on anti-personnel mines. And we have here Peter Herbey, who was, in 1997, one of the key ICRC staff working on the development of this treaty. So the question I have for you, Peter, is, in your opinion, is this treaty still necessary, and what needs to be done to maintain it healthy?